Los Angeles. It's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming
when we die. Energy medicine intuition author, Cindy
look
Dale.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always
musical
guest,
Ethan. I am Mark Durr, and now your host, MC, Master J, Filippo Voltaggio.
When we here at the Life Changes team saw Cindy Dale as a potential guest on the show, we jumped at the chance since we're doing it at home edition. So we got to be online with her today, and it's exciting. And I haven't personally had a chance yet to enjoy her whole book, but certain aspects of it had got me thinking. And then when I finally got to speak to her in person, I made a connection that I hadn't ever made. Like I felt so good about being able to tell people as I was learning about energy and all that. I was saying, you know, electricity is an energy. And if you use electricity for the bad, like electric chair, that, well, you know, well, that hurts people. Or you could plug in a blow dryer and that is, you know, that'll make your hair look good. So electricity could, or light up your room. So electricity could be used for the bad, for the good, and the same of energy. Until I talked to Cindy, I hadn't really put it that fear is an energy, and it could be used for the good, and it could also be used for the bad, or rather, it could serve us good, or it could serve us bad. She's going to explain it better. As a matter of fact, we've titled the show right along those lines. So we'll talk when we come back with our guest, Cindy Dale. And then a little later on, we're going to have our musical guest, Ethan Gold, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition when we come back after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. I am online with Mark Lejeune.
And since you haven't thought about fear as an energy, I have two words for you. Fight or flight.
Right. I thought it was going to be, where have you been? Four words. Or what haven't you learned? Well, I'm learning, and this is the exciting thing. And when I say this is how we've titled the show, it's because we focused it, because the last book that was just released, or not the last book, but the latest book that was just released by Cindy Dale, is Energy Healing for Trauma, Stress, and Chronic Illness: Uncover and Transform the Subtle Energies That Are Causing Your Greatest Hardship. So in there, there's talk of healthy fear versus unhealthy fear. So that's what we've titled this show, because we so want to focus on that. Our guest is internationally renowned as an author, speaker, healer, and a business consultant, and the author of 27 books about energy medicine, intuition, and spirituality. In addition, she has worked with over 70,000 clients and presented hundreds of seminars and workshops throughout the world, and her books have been published and translated in over 17 languages. We are so happy to have Cindy Dale with us. Cindy, welcome to the show.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me on, and we get to talk about fear, but maybe in an uplifting and productive way, so we get to be happy by the time we're done talking about fear too.
Well, I'm happy now. And so fear is an energy. Who knew? So tell me what I've missed in all of this that you'd say, well, Filippo,
well,
here's the story.
Well, honestly, isn't everything an energy? That's sort of my second grade response. Energy is just information that vibrates. Everything's made out of information, and it gives us information, and absolutely everything moves. And so if you think of fear as information, you know, that's like telling you to maybe fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, that would be a healthy kind of a fear. You know, when fear grips you and there really is something that you should be scared of, that's healthy fear that makes you do something, makes you go forward, backward, or to the left or the right. And, you know, there's scary stuff in life. You don't want to get hit by a train. You know, if that big coronavirus were to blow up into a blimp and come at you, you want to duck. You want to get out of the way. So fear can be a healthy energy because it tells you how to get safe again.
So, right. I have said to people, like, it might be telling you that you need to look out for something and all that. I've said that to my clients. I've said it in workshops. But to the point where even that can then turn into unhealthy, and unhealthy, we can turn it into healthy depending on what we do with it. And that's where I think you dig into it.
Exactly. Because fear is unhealthy. First of all, if it does cripple us, if we really can't respond and figure out what's going on, you know, I think it's called freaking out on a normal sort of a level. But unhealthy fear is bigger than the message, move a little to the left or right or forward or backward. Unhealthy fear tends to be caused by trauma. And, you know, trauma can get trapped in our body. Trauma can be really old. And I like to think of, you know, kind of trauma as something we're supposed to work through, not get stuck in. But what really happens is trauma gets stuck in our system. And some of his childhood trauma, I mean, who didn't have some challenges growing up? I remember years ago, the figure was 97% of all families are dysfunctional. So what chances do you have of not having some kind of trauma in your background? Mm-hmm. But what happens with trauma is we get frozen inside of us. The subtle energies, those invisible energies, get stuck. And we too often absorb other people's energies when we're going through a trauma. So we get kind of trapped like Russian nesting dolls. You know, here's our 1-year-old, our 2-year-old, our 3-year-old, our 0.1 2-year-old, our 0.3, you know, 4-year-old, or whatever it is. And so most of the time when we go into fear, and it really does overwhelm us, it's because it's not contemporary. It's old. It comes up. It's the boogie monster. And that's not going to help us at all, because if we don't know it's old, we're not going to look for the source. We're not going to work it through. And we're just going to stay trapped in that cycle, that over and over and over again traumatizing cycle.
So I'm hearing a couple things. One of them is our fears that we have growing up that we that we feel as part of our life. What I'm also hearing is that we take on other people's fear around us.
Yes, we do. I mean, especially when we're kids, we're sort of human sponges. So, I mean, most energy, like 99.999% of all energy, is subtle. It's invisible. It's quantum. It doesn't stop at the skin. You know, it goes, you know, it travels around. It moves around. It can pass through the earth and go just about anywhere. But if you're in a room with, say, a really scary person or somebody who is scared, their fear can get absorbed into you. And you can walk around with other people's fears. I think even in this time, a lot of us experience that. You know, you go to the grocery store. Are you really scared of shopping, or are you feeling everybody's fear about shopping? You turn on the news. Are you really scared of what? I mean, it is sort of scary, some of what's happening. But are you really scared of what's going on? Or are you absorbing, you know, kind of what's being fed and what's been filmed? When you walk into a room, you might think there's absolutely nothing in the room. It's an empty room. But people's energy lingers. And if there was a scared person in that room, like a really scared person, you know, maybe even a day before, and all of a sudden you get scared, it's a real energy. It's subtle energy in the body, in the subtle energy system, but it also impacts the physical body, and it creates emotions where we maybe didn't have any emotions.
Wow. Well, it's you promised that we were going to be happy at the end of this conversation, so I know we're not at the end yet.
But we're not at the end.
We're nowhere near the end, but there's another kind of fear that when we come back, I don't want to add to it, but it's there. And I'm so glad that our guest is bringing it to our attention, or will after these messages. And it's about our ancestral fears. And our lineage. So I can't wait to get into that as well, and then get to the happy part. But in the meantime, we are talking to Cindy Dale. You can learn more about Cindy at cindydale.com. That's Cindy, CYNDIDALE.com. And we'll talk more about the book as well when we come back. And a little later on, we're going to have live music with our guest, Ethan Gold, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, this is Filippo, and I'm here with Mark online at the at-home edition of our show, and we're talking to Cindy Dale, also at home. Are you in Connecticut?
Minnesota. I'm in right in the middle of the country.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh wow. And someplace I've never been, and I want to. I feel like I want to. So
most people don't want to. So that's really nice to hear.
No, well, if people like you are out there, this gives me so much hope. Seriously. The book we're talking about is Energy, one of the 27 that she's written so far, Energy Healing for Trauma, Stress, and Chronic Illness. Uncover and transform the subtle energies that are causing your greatest hardships. Now, uncovering and transforming, uncovering fears that are old to us, like from, you know, when we were children. Now we're going to get into uncovering the ones that I'm assuming came from our parents or the people around us while we were being born?
Oh, not only our parents, but there is a chemical soup around our genes called the epigenetic material or the epigenome. It contains 14 generations of our ancestors' memories. At least it's our chemical memories. And so we didn't just pick up our parents' issues and fears, you know, when we were growing up or in the womb, or what they sort of passed to us while they were raising us. We have to blame at least 14 generations of ancestors for some of our fears. So for instance, when the pandemic started and we went in lockdown, I freaked out. I'd actually already had the coronavirus. I had it at end of February. I was only sick for a day. I was one of the lucky ones. I have antibodies, et cetera. But I had to ask myself, why am I going to terror? Well, my grandparents all lived through the Great Depression. And there was just enough of a trigger that it's almost like I could feel them inside of me panicking, going, you need more than toilet paper, honey. You better buy as much food as you can. Mm-hmm. And so that stuff is alive inside of us, their emotions, their reactions, their belief systems. And, you know, who knows how many other dramas and traumas, you know, land in my history that all kind of, you know, convened, you know, and stirred me into terror when we first went into lockdown. So it's sort of like, is it Memorex or is it us? A lot of time it's Memorex.
Wow. So if we go into a panic and someone says, stop panicking, I say, it's not me, it's my great, 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 great grandfather or something. Okay, bad joke.
No, we could say that.
But, you could say that, and it could be true.
But we don't know what to do with it. You know, well, and sometimes these things, you know, interact. I mean, this is, when I turned 35, for about 3 years, I got panic attacks every night between 10 p.m. and midnight. I could not figure it out. I ate well. You know, I looked at my hormones. I checked this. I checked that. I went to bed with this anxiety workbook, and I would say affirmations and tell myself I'm not going to die and all the things you're supposed to do. And I would just plain get panic attacks. And I figured out it was two different things. One, I'm allergic to alcohol. This isn't totally about fear, but I'm allergic to alcohol. And my sisters and mother were drinking in, you know, wherever they lived in the country, in my time zone of 10 p.m. to midnight. So it was sort of like I was absorbing the alcohol from them, wanting to help them, wanting to help, you know, make them well and not drink. And I would have arrhythmia just the same as if I was drinking. I know, isn't that kind of spooky? I mean, I didn't even get the fun out of doing the drinking. I didn't even get the good time. I also figured out on my mom's side, her father, about the same age, had a heart attack and had been scared into not farming for 4 years. All the doctors said, give up on the farming. You know, don't farm, you know, just sit around. And he finally just said, screw this. And he went back to farming and he lived till he was 92. But I think some of my fear was really what happened to him, and I had triggered it. So between what I was taking in energetically, you know, through the subtle airwaves from my family, who I loved and thought I was helping subconsciously, not really, but I was thinking it, and what happened to my grandpa, here I was in fear every night.
Wow, and that's just this generation and the prior and the one before that, actually. So that's just three generations. And you said up to 14?
At least. Science. This isn't just wacko science, like real science, not just pseudoscience and quantum physics, which is real science too, but up to at least 14 generations of memories are in us. And
wow.
I mean, you can think, you can see why it might be helpful. I mean, why reinvent the wheel? I mean, well, we already have a wheel. We don't even need to worry about that one. So, but, you know, we've learned and, you know, here's a berry. It looks good. Somebody ate it. They got really sick. Boom, that goes in the memory banks. So we're not going to eat that berry anymore because it's poisonous. There's a logic to it, but our lives are really different than our ancestors' lives. So, and we don't know where our fears are coming from most of the time. Just knowing they might not be ours, I think, gives us a, you know, leg up in getting through the fears.
So, Cindy, guess what I'm ready for now? A happy part of the story.
Well, let's do happy. I like happy. In fact, you know what I like to tell people? No matter what you're feeling, you need to take the message out of it and move it to joy. That's why there's a happy ending. I believe the energy of every feeling, even if they call them the negative feelings, you know, the downer feelings, if you stay with it and you pull what you need out of it, you can shift to joy. So again, fear, if it's healthy, can move us to safety, which at the very least is going to leave us feeling relieved, right? Sadness, we need to look for more love. Anger, we need to set boundaries, and so on. So if you move through the fear and just say, whatever is real in here, I'm going to do something with. Whatever's not, I'm just going to energetically release it. I'll send healing to my ancestors. I love doing that. Just send some good old energy back. Just send it back. They can take what they want. Let go of what's not impacting you or not supposed to be impacting you right now, and then just say, what do I need to do to be safe? That's it. Release what's not ours and figure out what the safety piece is, and then you arrive at some level of joy again.
Release what's not ours, and that includes what was ours from this lifetime, what was the people around us, our family, and then our ancestors.
Yeah. And by the time we do that, which can be done with just simple prayer or intention, or just visualizing, you know, I like gold energy because it's very powerful, you know, or rooting yourself, you know, feeling your feet on the ground, bringing gold energy down, and just giving permission. Whatever isn't mine or whatever I need to be finished with, let me let that go. Let that energy return to a good place or go to a good place. Whatever I'm supposed to make a change in, whatever I'm supposed to affect change with, let me do that. Let me get clear with that. And you know what? Then we go back to balance.
You know, speaking of balance, let's go back to the healthy fear really quick. I'm making a correlation. Is there some kind of a prayer that we might want to do when our fear guided us into the right situation? Like you were talking about prior, like to stop and actually say that was good. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think the prayer can be that simple. I usually use a three-step process that helps me get to a more sacred place with fear. You know, once I followed it and I realized, hey, I'm in a better place now. I always just acknowledge my own spirit, which is my essence. That's my immortal self. I acknowledge that anybody involved in a situation and or spiritual guides, you know, other spirits are available. And then I just ask to be linked with whatever you want to call the greater spirit. And in that communion, it's really easy to just say, you know, thank you for the safety. Thank you for the messages about the safety. I am now safe. I think it's really important when we move through healthy fear to say, I am now safe.
I am balancing. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what
you. Yep. It's really important, I think, after you follow the message of the healthy fear to say, I am now safe. It'll reset your polyvagal system. It'll put you back into that more relaxed state that we're supposed to be living in.
I am now safe. And that, is that something that we can also preempt as we're going into exploring In case we're afraid to go exploring the fear, we can say, I am safe to do this.
Yeah, I am safe to do this. I am now safe. History never repeats itself. I like that phrase also because it's true. It doesn't ever repeat itself. So if we can remind ourselves, history doesn't repeat itself. What my grandparents went through, what I went through now is different. I am now safe. I am safe to look at this. I am safe to free myself. I am safe to enjoy. I am safe to open to joy again.
So for whatever reason, my mind has gone to this applies to not only real fears and perceived fears, but it also applies to fears in like relationships or in business and running into things that we like, why does this always happen in a relationship? Why does this always happen to me in business? Why does this happen to me in friendships or what have you, which are, I kind of separate those from what I was thinking about, you were talking about, and I'm not sure why, but since it's come up, I'm going to throw it to you, the expert, and we can we talk about that when we come back after this quick break?
Love to.
Oh, okay, great. All right. So our guest is Cindy Dale, and you can learn more about her. And what we're talking about is in her book, Energy Healing for Trauma, Stress, and Chronic Illness. Uncover and transform the subtle energies that are causing your greatest hardships. And you can learn more about her. Also get the book wherever books are sold, but go to cindydale.com, CYNDIDALE.com. In our next segment, we're also going to be joined by Dorothy Lee Donahue for our Ask Dorothy's question. And a little later on, our musical guest, Ethan Gold, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and joining us is Dorothy for the Ask Dorothy segment coming up shortly. But our guest has been and continues to be Cindy Dale, who is internationally renowned as an author, speaker, healer, and business consultant. And we are talking about one of the 27 books that she has written, mainly on energy and healing. And this one is Energy Healing for Trauma, Stress, and Chronic Illness. And I wanted to throw in the question about relationships and jobs, careers, and friendships. Cindy, what thoughts can you share on that, please?
Well, fear just gets in the way, doesn't it?
Everything.
I know. It stops us. Fear's message is we're not safe. But fear will go down if we know that we're safe. And so in business, think about how many opportunities people don't take because they're scared. Because maybe 13 generations ago, grandpa took a risk and he lost the family farm. Or in relationships, we tell ourselves unconsciously, we're no good at this. You know, we're not, you know, we're not worthy. We don't know what to do and how to do this or how to do that. So we keep repeating what shouldn't need to get repeated. And, you know, I think we're still talking about the same thing, how fear and fear messages and patterns can get passed down and inherited. I have a really weird story about that in relationship, for instance. I worked with a woman, this is a true story, who called me a few years ago because all the men in her family, once they married in, they were all women in the family. She had two daughters, you know, her mother, herself, all the men starting about three generations ago after a few years died. They all died. They never had boys, but all the men died. And I'm like, well, this is not a good pattern. And her daughter was going to be getting remarried after her first husband had died. And I know, it was a really bad pattern. And obviously they were all terrified. Should we even open up for a relationship? What should we do? I looked back intuitively and saw that several generations back, there'd been this huge mix-up where one of the women, one of her ancestors, you know, didn't want to marry this one man, married who she wanted. The man she jilted put a curse on the family, and she believed the curse. She believed that her happy marriage would be doomed. She believed that going forward or downward, as it might be in her, you know, like her descendants, that happy marriages would always be doomed. So these men just died. Now, were the women killing them? No. You know, who knows exactly what sort of magical, strange mix was occurring? It was not any more difficult than just simply, you know, saying, let's release us from history. Let's release, you know, that so-called curse. Let's release this sense of you have to be unhappy or you have to lose your happy mate in order to be, you know, kind of in this family. And I heard from them 10 years later, the mother had remarried, the guy was still alive. The daughter had remarried, he was alive. I mean, it changed the whole pattern. Just the fear that there could be this inherited trauma was maybe even enough to cause it.
So it sounds like looking at the patterns, or maybe we don't have to wait till it's a pattern. Maybe if something comes up that we don't like or we're afraid of, we could say, let's have you tell us what we could say.
I'm going back to really simple. I'm kind of a simple person at heart. Why don't we go back to I am safe? Wow. Like, we circumvent because the gift of fear is to get ourselves safe. But if we can assume that we're already safe, you know what? The soul lands in our body, we're more grounded, we're clear-headed, our energy system opens up, our heart field opens up. And if we do need additional information or help or assistance, whether that be visible or invisible, to make ourselves even safer, it will come to us. If we're broke and we sit there and we go, oh my God, I'm broke and I'm terrified and I'm going to lose the house and I'm going to lose this and I'm going to lose that, our system is closed. We're not open to receive help. We're not open to receive a job. So if we start, even if we don't feel it, even if we lie to ourselves and just say, I am safe, our body naturally opens up. Our heart naturally starts opening. And we can attract what it is that we need to help us.
You know, actually, I'm not big on the lying to ourselves, though I get it. And I'm thinking, actually, on some level, what you're saying is actually true, because if they're able to say I am safe, it means that they're long enough in a place to say that. I'm piecing this together as we talk. How does that feel?
Good. That's good. I think the lying is sort of like the old 12-step program adage, fake it until
right.
Right. So
tell
it to yourself, and whatever part of you knows this is true, you're then giving that part of you permission to take over, rather than maybe your scared inner children or your ancestral energies, or, you know, getting the voice of mom or dad running the show. You're giving permission for the part of you that knows you're safe in every moment, in the here and in the now, to just open up and start allowing differences.
And may those differences, which are, can potentially be good ones or are good ones.
Yeah. I was working with a client, the same client for a couple of years, and she's been working with her fears, but she wasn't really willing to look at her life and say, you know, I'm safe. I have an apartment. I have a retirement fund. I have friends. She was just scared all the time. And so I honestly had her do this. It just walk around for a whole week before we talked again, just saying, I'm safe. I'm doing my dishes and I'm doing them safely, right? My dishes,
nice.
Little things, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm putting my forks away and look, they're staying in the drawer. My forks are safe. And everything she did, like I just took a walk. I was safe on my walk. I had her iterate it over and over and over again. She was worried about money. So we're kind of back to real life stuff, right? Money, job, this and that. And at the end of the week, a friend of hers came over and he said, I have an amazing business opportunity for you and I want to hire you. She got a job. She got a job because she shifted just enough. That part of her that knew itself is connected and safe was able to take just enough control. I don't like the word control either, but you know, was able to just kind of open her enough that something great could happen for her.
I'm getting this, like, it's changing my whole outlook. Instead of just fight or flight, etc., it could be fight or flight or get a job. No, I
mean, right.
Okay.
Get you a know job, Cindy, .com or whatever it is.
I'm loving your energy and I'm loving my energy, loving yours. And I'm having a great time with you. And I look forward to more great time. I look forward to digging more into your book. There's so much that we didn't touch on, even in this focused topic. So if you're interested and you're learning energy healing for trauma, stress, and chronic illness is where you can learn more from Cindy Dale. And you can go to Cindy, CYNDIDALE.com to get the book and also learn about all the other things she does. And boy, would I have loved to explore some of the other things you do, which are life lessons for other people too, being a single mom. And maybe someday we'll get to talk about baseball too.
Let's talk about baseball sometime. It's really fun. So, I do baseball. My son is in baseball. That's what he's referencing. So I've become a great energy baseball person.
And I just love the concept of that energy baseball person. But we're going to have to leave everybody with that and come back to it, hopefully, at some time. Cindy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was so much fun. And so with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, I am Barbara and I now live in New York. Years ago, I took your workshop and it helped me clear up so much misinformation about how life works, how to make it work for me in a better way. I'm grateful for your assistance. I graduated from college and am now a social worker. And for the most part, I am happy. However, I want to have a committed relationship and have recently started dating again. I've dated 4 different men who at first appeared to be perfect. Each one of these perfect men told me that they loved me and I truly spoke from my heart and said that I loved them. However, after only 3 or 4 dates, they began to reveal their true personalities and I feel like I totally wasted my time with them. So my question is, why would someone tell me that they loved me and then treat me with a lack of respect after we became intimate? When I inquired what had changed, they said they still love me and that I just want too much from them. Each of them said that their love for me is true and the problem seems to be that I want them to be perfect and they just want to be human. I recognize that there is a pattern going on here. I so want to change it. I really want an equal relationship and I simply want to stop this nonsensical way of dating.
Dear Barbara. I'm so happy for you to have discovered that there is truly a pattern going on in your dating life. That is the first step towards resolving it and changing it into a new way of reaching your goal of having and being in a committed relationship. The first thing I recommend is that you take some time to truly define what being in love means to you. It is important that you acknowledge to yourself what true love is and what you need to receive in a committed relationship. I have discovered that there is so little discussed about what loving someone and being in love looks like. Way too often we mistake a strong sexual attraction to someone as love when it may only be a strong sexual attraction with no love involved. I encourage you to do some journaling on this subject and come up with a list of what you desire from a life partner. Then the next step would be to have a discussion with the new prospect about what true love means to them. And you may find that you are not on the same page at all. The way I define true love is total, unwavering respect, devotion, and acceptance of the person we love. I believe that it is necessary for a couple to be able to talk about anything and everything without going into anger or judgment when one disagrees with the other. Unconditional love is what we need and deserve in a committed relationship. So it is very important to be totally honest with ourselves as to what we need from one another and if our needs are compatible. I remember you, dear Barbara, as a very loving individual who shares your truths openly and freely with all you encounter. You are as open and truthful with all as is humanly possible, and this is a unique quality. Therefore, I suggest that you look for someone with these same kinds of qualities. It is interesting to me that in your question, you say that after a short period of time, these men begin to lack respect for you. I believe that the lack of respect was probably present from the beginning. Both men and women often behave differently prior to having sex, so you may wish to wait a little longer before beginning an intimate sexual relationship with someone new. Let's be willing to make a list of what you deserve and require in a long-term partnership and be very specific, making sure you are detailed with what works for you and will fulfill you. One of the easiest ways I have found to make a list like this is to begin by making a list of what does not work and then turn the items into positive expressions of what does work. It is important to remember that true love requires mutual respect, similar values, and that each of you can be 100% yourself at all times. I'm happy that you're seeking to end this pattern and encourage you to not only look within to discover what love means to you. I also ask that you remember that no matter how much we love someone, they will not change, even if we give them more and more and more love. This is one of the patterns that I've seen repeated over and over and over by those looking for relationships. I long ago believed that if I loved my husband enough, he would change, and I was wrong. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. However, if my definition of love and my partner's definition of love are light years apart, it would not matter how much love I poured into our relationship. And please remember this truth. You deserve as much love as you give, and you, Barbara, give 100%. I trust you will start your journaling now and come up with the perfect answers, and then you can begin manifesting your heart's desire.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Ethan Gold, on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and our show is the At Home Edition. We've got Ethan Gold at home online with us. Welcome, Ethan Gold, our musical guest.
Hello, Filippo.
Okay, you are good. I want to make sure you are on. So our guest is an underground songmaker and music artist, and he has just finished his album, from which he will be singing to us live. And I wanted to ask you right off the bat, Ethan, you are making a comeback of an interesting kind right now. Could you share a little bit about that journey with the 2013? Well, no, wait. When was a head injury? 2013, right?
Filippo, I apologize. I'm getting these audio dropouts, which I don't. And can you hear me?
I can. And then, so tell us about the head injury and coming back from that.
Well, the head injury is something a lot of people have gone through. I have a lot to say about that. It was a freak accident in my case, and it was definitely a few years, a long recovery. At 6 months, I thought I was there, and then a year, I knew I wasn't there at 6 months, and at 2 years, you look back in the first year and say, boy, I still wasn't there yet. But I was fortunate enough to have a lot of craniosacral work and acupuncture and herbs, and also listening to Bach organ stuff. I was living in New York at the time and listening to Puerto Rican drummers in the park, both of which are musics that have kind of highly complex interlocking things going on, mixed with a kind of order. And I feel that really helped my brain. And then as I came back, I, came back to my music as well. And the music came in a way before my other abilities, talking and so forth. So my music returned first.
And did the message in your songs change?
I mean, I'd always had songs for kind of unity, but I think what changed for me personally was that my brain quite literally got out of the way. And so I became simpler in terms of my presentation, because I wasn't working so hard to do interesting things musically. And so a kind of simpler, more direct approach, it was one of the outgrowths for me, for sure. Just clarity of presentation and clarity of mission.
Well, we're going to hear one of the songs, at least we're going to start with one of them from the album that you just released. Tell us about the album and the song we're going to hear, Ethan.
I'll play Our Love is Beautiful, which is out, and I did a video kind of during my recovery. I went around the world literally with my phone and filmed. The song had sort of a life of its own on the internet, and I had 250 or so people from 31 countries, their faces basically singing, mouthing, speaking the words of the song. And so this video really is a global unity message. So the record, by the way, the record will be out probably at the end of the year. It's called Earth City, but the right now the single, kind of advanced single, Our Love is Beautiful, is out with this global unity message video.
Wonderful. Well, I've seen that video, and more than once, actually, when Tara Paley suggested that you would make a great musical guest on our show, we got that video and said, wow, yes, and here you are. So grateful to her and grateful to you for bringing out this song. Here is Ethan Gold performing from his new album, Earth City, the first single that's out, Our Love is Beautiful, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
I need you here, you know you're my only friend. Our love is beautiful.
Ethan Gold with Our Love is Beautiful. Ethan, your song is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that here on the Life Changer. So Ethan Gold, his music is available actually all over. He's available all over on all the socials, but his website is ethangold.com, and Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, GOLD.com. Thankfully, Ethan, we have another song you're going to do for us that's not out yet. But before we talk, we get to hear that. Real quickly, you say that your life growing up was full of changes, and that has helped shape your music, right?
Well, the family, yeah, it was a California upbringing in all of that might imply. I grew up in San Francisco, and the family had there were step families. There were people, a little bit of people coming and going, and some tragedies in the family line, and that I, during this lifetime, that you got. I know Cindy and that was talking about how trauma is passed down through the genes, which I think is really interesting.
Right.
And so I'm, wanting to work through the trauma that I've had in this life now, but I'm not putting it on. And I want to, part of what I do with music is in a way a healing thing. I often write in a kind of altered state, channeled state, or in some way. So, those changes and what I went through, I think people write me, often kind of introverted, pained people saying, your music is really healing for me. I've been listening to this or that song or soundtrack piece over and over and over again, and it's healing me. And that's that best thing for me to hear, because that's so much what I'm doing is that. So that's an answer without going into any gory details.
Well, it actually also speaks to your mission, which is to, you say kind of a tongue-in-cheek mission, but to make sensitivity cool again, and definitely reaching people through the music and bringing them into the awareness and bringing them into sensitivity through your music. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and I feel like the culture, you're playing a role in this too, but the culture, particularly for the super young, for quite some time has been so much kind of honoring, I don't want to swear on your show, but honoring a kind of not giving a F kind of attitude,
right.
Hyper the individualistic American idea, which, has had some positive things, but also has been really corrosive on the planet. I think there are a lot of underclass people in our culture who wanted a piece of that. But what's happened to the music world is I feel the sort of extroverted, kind of extreme extroverted energy has been, honored to the exclusion of the quieter, more intimate, what I call sensitive, which could mean, detailed, intelligent, caring. And I want to bring back the notion of caring about the world, caring about other people. And, I say that again, somewhat cheekily, but to make it cool, in a way, not just to be sensitive, but to also try to present it in a way where it's like, all right, I'm down with that.
I think I'm down with that too, actually. What are we going to hear that's going to bring us closer to that, Ethan?
Well, this is also a sensitive one in a way, I suppose, but it does, it's certainly in the recorded version, which will come out later, but it gets fairly aggressive. So that's where I can actually show some snarl. I'm playing solo acoustic now, so I won't get too snarly, but this is a song called Who Will Save Us Now, which is one of several songs on the upcoming record that has, it's really a love song in a way, or a mourning song for the planet, the living planet, and was written inspired by some moments I had as a child alone in nature, where I wandered off and experienced unity with a forest and a creek and animals. And so this is a song kind of mourning that the loss of humans having that kind of experience.
Well, Ethan, thank you for not only sharing that, but sharing this song, which is a premiere anywhere. And so with that, here is Ethan Gold singing live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, Who Will Save Us Now? Thank you.
found a turtle in a stream. I picked him up, stared at wonder, let him go. That's the way it ought to be. Mama, I'm sorry, lay me down. But who will save us now? Where is that river now? I still feel it in the bones. He used to be a god, mysterious and strong, but someone turned you into stone. Mama, I'm sorry to lay you down, but who will save us now? Mama, I'm sorry to let you down, but who will save us now? Talks to me. The TV sings me to sleep, but there are no lullabies like listening to the truth. I'm still a boy in the stream. Mama, I'm sorry to let you down, but who will save us now? Mama, I'm sorry to let you down.
Ethan Gold. Ethan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Filippo. Or Filippo, how you pronounce it.
Yeah, what a pleasure.
It's an honor to be on this show. You know, I love that you're bringing so much. You're bringing sensitivity and self-care, which is such a big part of that to a lot of people, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate what you're doing, and maybe we'll join in the, maybe we'll get a whole group of people making sensitivity cool again.
Yeah.
And with that, Ethan is available on all the socials. His music is on Spotify, SoundCloud, and everywhere where music is heard and sold. But you can go directly to ethangold.com, ethangold.com, to learn more about Ethan. And hopefully we'll get to see some live events coming. Big thank you again to our guest, Cindy Dale. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, as ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.